Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the show, happy Tuesday, is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. Lincoln Park is coming to the SAP Center at San Jose on October 18th with special guest Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com, but you can win tickets before you can buy them all week long on Alice about 8 o'clock. About 8 o'clock on our show, and then Jane has another pair at 4:05. So be listening for your chance to win. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a car and driver's 10 best 4 years in a row, a better driving experience, is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealer today. All right, let's get right into the trash. Happy birthday, Vaughn. Today's show is dedicated to our camera guy, Vaughn. If you watch our camera feed, radioalice.com/watch, takes you right to the looking glass. And Vaughn's on there. He runs, switches the cameras and changes them. And, you know, I'm sure it's super great. I don't watch
it. He does some graphic
stuff. I'm on the
show.
Like
we were wearing sombreros on Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, he puts sombreros?
Little stuff in.
Oh,
he puts
cute
little stuff in.
And then it loops all day, so you can you can watch it whenever. But you can also chat with him on there, you know.
The lookers.
You could say, switch the camera over to Yuzette. I want to see her dancing to this song. You know, whatever. We'll start with social media. Hooman loves social media.
He does.
There. Yeah.
I don't know. Murky water, if you ask me, but okay.
Here he is.
Yeah.
We just said how much you love social media.
Thank you. I do. It's the truth.
Well, some people really do want to share every detail. And I think that.
And somebody has to do it here. Somebody who cares has
to
do it here.
Listen, thank you for doing it. No worries. Like, it's practically a requirement of the job these days, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, you
got to
be posting on your social media.
Well, yeah, but what I was going to say is, so you post with the best of intentions, and someone inevitably is going to call you out as the one thing on Cinco de Mayo you guys just mentioned. There we are doing a picture for Cinco de Mayo, and the comments from a few people are, that is some racist BS. And I'm like, oh, my God. You can't even believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Just
what
trying
the?
To have a fun Cinco de Mayo.
Okay. Because
yeah,
that must be what we had in mind. We were definitely thinking we should just be super racist.
Are we not safe because Yuzette's Mexican?
That's what people were saying. Wasn't Yuzette Mexican? Does she mind? No, she doesn't mind. We were having a good time.
Yeah.
Until
we were wearing sombreros.
Until some people said we weren't.
Sorry. I mean, we're sorry we tried to have fun. Obviously our intentions are horrible, and we're trying to hurt people's feelings, so you got us. Anyway, some celebrities totally live on it. I remember, you used to see a ton from Ed Sheeran, and then he went dark for a year and traveled the world and took a break and was kind of...
Lost 20 pounds.
Yeah. Didn't he put the weight on when he traveled and then came back and quit beer.
I just remember the quitting beer part.
Right.
Yeah.
But a lot of people just live, every moment is on there, and it must actually be a relief when they get off. And then there are some celebrities who just never have been on, never want to be on, were smart enough to sort of see how wrong it can go early on. I mean, all you had to hear was a couple stories about how people stepped in and on Twitter. Like, I always think about Ashton Kutcher.
Which one did he do?
He, right after the whole Penn State thing was happening,
said
something like, Papa Joe or whatever the
how
guy's name
fire?
Was.
Yeah.
How could you fire that? And then everyone went, here's the link to the story.
Yeah, you don't know what you heard.
So, you know, I think of that as the first time I went, ooh, that was
well,
a,
what about
a
Gilbert? Godfrey?
Yeah, the Affleck.
Yeah, made a couple jokes about Japan right after the earthquake.
I think about CeeLo Green. He's the worst.
Yeah, he's another one.
Yeah.
His whole career is over.
Just shush. Just be quiet. Just don't tweet anything. So a few people who don't use any social media at all, People.com collected some quotes from them.
Okay.
And Jennifer Lawrence. She says, if you ever see a Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter that says it's me, it's not. It most certainly is not, because the internet has scorned me so much. So she just doesn't, she's not on any of it. Which is actually kind of a nice blanket statement to be able to say. If you see something credited to me from Facebook, Twitter, or anywhere else, I guarantee you it's not me. I'm not on there. That's nice to be able to say that. Nope, wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Well, and she's on a level where she doesn't need that type of interaction.
Right.
She's probably got projects lined up for 10 years.
Yeah. And there's more stuff out there than she would care to even address. I mean, that's the, you know, she's clearly using the devices, just not for social media.
Right.
Scarlett Johansson.
She's another one who pictures were found and probably feels bit by it all.
Although hers were tame compared to some of the chicks that were out there.
Compared to Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, compared to, you know, many of the girls. I think you could see her butt in one and then maybe like the top of her boob in another. I mean, like nothing.
She was being suggestive.
Right.
Still private moments that we all should not have seen.
Who was she married to at the time? Was it Ryan Reynolds? Was she married to Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah. Scarlett, yes.
Married or were they just together?
No, they were married.
They divorced and he quickly jumped
to Blake.
To Blake.
She says, I can't.
They were married for 3 years.
Oh, wow. It feels like forever
2008
ago.
To 11.
Really? Damn. Doesn't he have two kids with Blake Lively now, too?
I believe so.
She says, I can't think of anything I'd rather do less than have to continuously share details of my everyday life. I'd rather that people had less access to my personal life.
That's understandable.
Yeah. I love George Clooney's quote. This is the guy who gets to the heart of what is the problem with this. He says, so, one drunken night, you come home, you've had too many drinks, you're watching TV, someone pisses you off and you go, eh, and fight back. And you go to sleep and you wake up in the morning and your career's over. Or you're an a-hole. Or all the things you might think in the quiet of your drunken evening are suddenly blasted around the entire world before you wake up.
Right.
And there it is. You know, there should almost be like a breathalyzer to be able to tweet. to do anything on social media. Or even to text people. Like, who hasn't woken up and been like, did I really text that? Jesus.
Well, even with sort of maybe not great intentions, but through your own lens, you're thinking this is being seen as one way, and then someone turns it sideways and goes, that's this. Like wearing a sombrero on. You're just all, what the hell?
It's not that.
That is just
five people who like each other having a little fun Cinco de Mayo day. And frankly, I blame whom, and we didn't want to do it anyway.
Right.
I like celebrating the Mexican culture. I like celebrating all the cultures.
Yeah, me too.
You know?
Me too.
I mean, you know, when we celebrate Persian New Year, everyone's happy about it. Why can't we all be happy that we're celebrating the Mexicans?
Because we had sombreros on and that's wrong. Apparently.
But that, my point is, someone with a different lens can turn
it, with it.
And turn it into something else completely. Sucks.
Amy Poehler. Says, I'm talking, People Magazine or People.com did a whole thing on celebrities who just don't use social media and their quotes. Amy says, Amy Poehler, I try not to read too much online because I always get my feelings hurt. Even if someone's flattering you, like somebody tweeting, call me crazy, but I think Amy Poehler's attractive. And you're like, okay, thank you.
That's a good point.
Mila Kunis says, I don't want people thinking they know me to the point where they feel comfortable coming in my house without being invited. For security reasons, it just wasn't worth it. I'd rather have my privacy. On the other hand, her husband and father of, do they have two kids now?
No.
Maybe he's slowed down, but man, he owned social media for a while.
Yeah, he had like the most followers at one point.
At one point.
And heavily invested in it, too.
Right.
That guy probably never needs to work another day in his life. He's like an owner in tons of stuff. He's like an angel. What do they call it? Angel investor. Venture capitalist guy. Julia Roberts says, there's an anonymity that makes people feel safe to participate in hatefulness. I like a good old-fashioned fist fight if people are pissed off at each other. I just feel like if you're really mad and you want to have a fight, put up your dukes.
Who's that?
Julia Roberts. So she's not on there. And Benedict Cumberbatch.
Says an old lady who's probably never been in a fight in her life. But okay.
No way.
I actually really like Julia
age,
Roberts.
Hilarious.
Exactly.
But fist fighting, really, Julia?
You
okay.
don't know. Maybe she trains as a boxer.
You're right.
Man.
I don't know.
Maybe she has a mean uppercut.
Mm-hmm.
Benedict Cumberbatch says, I find that whole thing ultimately very toxic. I'd much rather spend my energy doing what brought me to people's attention in the first place, which is my work.
Work.
I do love Benedict Cumberbatch. But then there are people whose entire lives revolve around it. That's they don't even know who they are if they're not on social media.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an interesting platform, and it's brought people, given people voice who wouldn't otherwise have one. It's trippy.
Vinny, 408 says, the white baby is the dudes.
Oh, you saw the show. Okay.
Well, I'm hoping that that's what it is. I'm glad to hear it. The baby was just very
light-skinned. Well, the weird thing is, if you saw this show, the paternity court yesterday.
Lauren Lake.
Uh-huh. When was I at the Toyota dealer? From 1 to 2, that hour block. Wait, was it 2 to 3?
I think it was seemed like 1 to 2 when you texted me.
Whatever time, whatever hour block I was waiting, that show, they were trying to say that black babies come out white, according to the doctors. And that's this guy said, that baby's not mine, it's a white baby.
Mm. Had an afro.
And both the parents were black, and so there was this argument going back and forth, and the lady was saying, the doctors told you that's the way babies come out. And he goes, look at me. And he even had a chart where he's like, he took mom and him and then the baby's picture and was like, these two colors make this color, and had a color clearly darker than the shade of the baby. That
how old is the baby right now? Has the baby...
I didn't get to that point.
Okay.
But it couldn't have been older than a year or so, because the argument was very much about this new baby. Mm. On paternity court, everyone.
So the baby remained light-skinned.
I didn't see any. They didn't pull the kid out. And as I said, I never got to the end
right.
of that one.
Well, 408 says that it's...
Now they're saying, yes, I saw the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh. All right. You are the father.
I told you.
Now, see, that's interesting, because based on the tease I saw and the lady's reaction, I would have guessed it wasn't his. Mm. Because she had had a puss on her.
The magic of editing.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do a good job with that on TV these days. It's all about that reaction shot.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you say, oh, yes?
Because I'm waiting for the soundbite. I not.
Relations.
That woman.
Miss Lewinsky. All I have to say is Bill Clinton, and I don't have to talk again for 5 minutes. Bill Clinton and James Patterson, who is an author, have teamed up for a novel together. I doubt that Bill is writing any of this, but I guess that this is, they are saying that they're going to be working together on it. And I guess that Knopf Doubleday Publishing Group is Bill Clinton's longtime publisher. And Hachette Book Group, I guess that's James Patterson's. They're two of the big publishing houses. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to work together because I guess both these people are under contract to them. They've begun work on a novel called The President is Missing. It's supposed to be out June of 2018.
Oh, so you think he's an advisor?
Well,
he would know the job.
Oh, sure. He's even saying that. He says, working on a book about a sitting president, drawing on what I know about the job, life in the White House, the way Washington works, it's been a lot of fun. And Patterson says he's enjoyed the collaboration. Working with President Clinton's been the highlight of my career, and having access to his firsthand experience has uniquely informed the writing of this novel. So I guess they're not saying if Bill is actually writing any words down, but it sounds like they worked out what the plot would be, and he asked him all the details.
My guess is he's not writing words down, but he's probably advised all the details in order to provide a legitimate story. Like, that's what cops do that. Police always advise on these stories so that it seems real.
Well, they're doing research, right? So it doesn't say like how much time they've spent together or anything. But I guess they've been hanging out and working out the details. And in about a year, it'll be out. So there you go.
Oh, come on. You gotta be kidding me.
Just that was like one of the scariest times. I think we had just gotten here, and I remember being on the phone with you and just going, I mean, the president's going to be impeached. This is incredible.
I really liked that dude, too.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
me
I
too.
Did.
I still do. I mean,
that's good.
He's obviously a dog, but I, you know, doesn't make me not like what he did. I mean, that part I didn't like. Some of the official stuff I did like. J-Lo and A-Rod.
Yeah.
J-Rod, obviously. Although.
There was the other one, A-Lo.
A-Lo.
Yeah.
On the Today Show yesterday, she was asked, Jennifer Lopez was asked how she feels about J-Rod. She says, I don't care. It doesn't matter. I mean, I figured something like that would happen.
Oh, you mean the name, not
right.
How she feels
no,
about
just,
him as a person.
Just
but
J-Rod as a nickname.
Sure.
Yeah. They said, well, what about A-Lo? And she said, I don't like that as much. So she's all about J-Rod. Decider.com is a website.
Is she the one
what?
That
J-Lo?
Used to have to give her boyfriend money to go get her gifts?
Yes.
Yeah,
she gave
Casper.
Him a monthly allowance. I think it was something like $10,000 a month. And then she was mad because he wasn't spending it on gifts for her. He was going to Vegas to party with his friends.
She must, because A-Rod's got
duh.
Bank.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It must be
a relief.
Long money. She right. must be thrilled. Not that she doesn't have her own money, but just that she doesn't have to
well,
go. Here's your
equal.
Allowance in case you want to get
now
me.
Now go get me some flowers.
A birthday present.
He's worth, at least they're reporting right now, $252 million.
And what's she worth?
Although, I feel like it's more than that.
I do, too.
Isn't he the guy who signed like a $200 million contract or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, he signed a couple
another article
doozies.
Says $400 million.
Yeah, that's
and,
more like
and
it.
And what about her? She's got
it
to be worth some money, too.
It says as of 2014, she was worth $320
million. Mm. Oh, so they're blithering.
Yeah.
That's got to be great.
Yep.
To be that, just money is never a problem. They can do whatever they want. It's fantastic. And there's money rolling in every month. Well, maybe not for him, although I suppose if he does any endorsements and stuff.
Or just as an analyst.
Yeah, he's a TV guy now.
Is he?
Well, then the money does continue to roll in.
From everything I've heard, he's excellent at it.
Oh. I haven't seen him do any of it.
In fact, they say because he had a bad rep at the end of his baseball career, that he's fully having a second sort of rebirth or second career where... The rep was terrible in baseball because he'd been a steroid guy and I didn't do it. Okay, I did it.
Right.
My cousin gave it to me.
Just told me it was vitamins.
Some of those stories are just like, oh, geez, dude, really?
Right. I just, since we're on sports, I'm going to just do this one. I just think this is adorable. And I know a neat freak. Not to this point, but but I do know someone who is just like cannot rest until the kitchen is clean.
Talking
Who's
about...
That?
John.
Oh, your husband?
Oh. Your husband.
Oh, that's nice. You
or
must be thrilled.
Husband.
It's good.
Yeah, right.
Oh, he's a neat freak too, isn't he?
Yeah.
Your husband. All the Johns. Charles Barkley used to be roommates with Wizards coach Scott Brooks about 30 years ago. They were
okay.
both. They were actually both playing for the Sixers, so the 76ers at the time.
Okay.
And Scott recently was talking about living with Charles Barkley. And he was saying he's such a neat freak, he'd wake up in the middle of the night to vacuum. Scott said the first couple times he heard him vacuuming, he didn't say anything. But by the third time, he went out and was like, what are you doing? Why are you vacuuming in the middle of the night? And Charles said, what are you doing? What does it look like I'm doing? I'm vacuuming. I can't sleep if the lines in the carpet aren't straight.
He's not the first guy I've heard say that. Jerry Rice says the same thing.
About the lines in the carpet?
Jerry Rice, in an interview, was saying... I would sit there before a game, like a home game, and he'd be vacuuming the house and making everything like it's some control thing. It's got to be
like an
some
OCD
psychological
thing.
Like thing that
maybe just makes them focus,
like takes them out of it. They yeah. can't be worried about stuff if they're concentrating on the goddamn lines on the carpet. I mean, right?
Well, that sounds like full-on OCD.
Yeah.
Charles backed it up. He said, yeah, that is true. He said, I'm a clean fanatic. If I get up in the middle of the night and all my lines aren't going in the same way, I always vacuum. Scott also said that Charles liked to watch Oprah, and he would give him $100, give Scott $100 and say, go pick up Popeyes for both of us and keep the change. He wanted the chicken, but he was watching Oprah. And he needed Scott to go get him. And he also told a story about how Charles would buy a bunch of groceries and then they'd go pass them out to the homeless.
Oh, nice.
Charles is a super interesting dude, and I actually like him, even though sometimes he says things that gets himself in quite a bit of trouble. But he's also a guy. It's weird that a neat freak would also go to hookers, because he's a dude who's, remember his bust?
Yeah.
He was busted, I think, in Arizona.
Vaguely. I don't remember that.
I don't remember too much about it. But that seems like a weird thing if you've got a clean freak inside you.
Well, maybe they saran wrap, or, you know, who knows?
Okay.
Just a little Windex.
Well, it's possible to have completely opposite sides, right?
That's true, too.
Like, your home has to be perfect.
But your wiener can be a garbage dump.
Exactly.
Forget it.
All right. Minnie, what's coming up in the news?
Strip clubs after these. Oh.
Alice at 97.3, Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by ADT. Mm-hmm.
So everyone, as we all know, the Warriors have, they're advancing. But it's the first time in their franchise history that they've had a back-to-back sweep. So I posted a pretty cool article from ESPN kind of recognizing that. So
Where'd you post that?
On the Sir and Vinny Facebook page.
All right.
And it looks like they're either going to be playing Houston Rockets or the Spurs in the next round. We'll see what happens.
They're getting a lot of breaks. This is nice.
It is nice.
So are the Cavs, which is ultimately who will play in the finals. So both teams swept through this round, and both are going to be waiting for their next team.
Their next game is probably at least a week away.
All right. Protecting what matters most for over 140 years, ADT. It's more than a sign in your yard. It's 24/7 monitoring for your peace of mind. Visit ADT.com. In about an hour, we have tickets to see, they're single day tickets for Bottle Rock Napa Valley. This is for the Friday, and it's already, it's sold out. So make sure you're here at 7:30. You can win an ultimate Bottle Rock Napa Valley weekend experience driven by your NorCal Acura dealers, including a pair of three-day VIP passes and a three-night hotel stay if you enter at RadioAlice.com. But we're going to have Friday tickets to give away. The Friday day tickets to give away at 7:30. Go to RadioAlice.com and you can enter this bigger contest.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? We will begin with the Warriors. They did, in fact, sweep Utah, winning last night 121-95. We look good. I didn't see any injuries, but I did go to bed before. I think there were 3 minutes left as I went, I'm over it. We got this one. I'm going to hit the hay. So we now wait for our next game. This is a weird sort of sports tie-in. Former San Francisco 49er Joe Montana has filed a lawsuit against the Millennium Tower.
Oh!
Really?
He has a unit.
Does he?
He does.
In the building, which him and his wife bought in 2013. This is the luxury high-rise condominium tower that is sinking at an unexpected rate. I would think you would have, you would expect no sinking at all.
Right. Zero sinking. I've just bought a tower in a luxury high rise.
Right.
I bought a condo. That's, it's unbelievable. So he is making an individual suit. This isn't part of a class action from all the tenants.
Right. Montana and his wife Jennifer got a reduced price to lease a condo at the exclusive property in 2010, then to buy the unit 3 years later, according to the lawsuit. In exchange, they agreed to make promotional pitches for the tower and allow the developer to use their names for marketing the complex.
Oh, my God. So they got like what they thought was a sweet deal. Just, sure, attach me. I live here. And now he's...
The Montanas are claiming the Millennium Partners knew about the problems with the building as early as 08.
Oh.
Yet the couple only learned that the tower had sunk 16 inches and tilted 2 inches at its base last year.
When everybody else found out.
They're seeking a $2.7 million reimbursement.
That actually seems low.
No, that's not that much. Just give it to him.
Oh, really?
Just pile that on top of all the other things we're going to
The average person hears a story like that and thinks, oh, you one percenters. But they did get ripped off.
His name, most importantly. He endorsed that place, and it turns out that he was part of the problem. There are probably people who specifically went, oh, Joe Montana lives here.
Yep.
I'm going to buy
it's
here.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, he's the greatest quarterback of all times.
Oh, I'm so glad John's not here right now. I agree with you 100%.
He'd have an argument for that one, would he?
Well, I don't think he could let that one live.
Right.
What a lie.
Let me ask you a question.
Use that.
What? I'm busy.
I have a question for you. Do you think strippers provide a form of therapy for the people that enjoy their work?
Yes.
You do?
Sure.
Interesting. So you would say the people that partake in a stripper's performance, it's a stress reliever.
Healing.
It has a healing.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah, at least for the moment.
Hmm. Interesting.
I mean, there's all sorts of different walks of life that go into places like that.
So, hold on.
What are some of those walks of life that you
just
might...
Just different people.
I'm curious.
Who might you run into?
It could be anybody from some surgeon to some professor to some... loser out in the street, whatever. It's all sorts of people.
All walks of life.
Yeah.
So let's just define therapy from the dictionary.
Okay.
Because you're saying, do they provide therapy?
Right.
So therapy is treatment intended to relieve or heal a disorder.
All right. Oh. Well, yeah. There you go.
What's their disorder?
An injured
loneliness.
Man area.
Oh.
Sadness, depression.
Lonely. Yeah.
They're definitely relieving.
You know, if it picks their spirit up even... For 10 minutes.
You bring happiness
if you
were a stripper.
So.
So road-ry, it's Adria Road.
There's a strip club in New York City called the Penthouse Executive Club. You familiar with that?
I'm not.
Huh.
I've heard of Scores.
Scores.
In New York City.
She's heard of Penthouse.
Well, what about the... What is the one here locally? I pass it when
Centerfold.
I'm...
Centerfold, the Gold Club.
Oh, yeah. There's a Condor.
There's a Penthouse.
Condor is just kind of a restaurant
There's
now,
a
right?
Roaring Twenties.
Oh, yeah.
There's the Adam and Eve
up there. Eve, yeah. I've always been too scared to go in there.
Is it the O'Farrell Theater?
I've been scared.
O'Farrell's on the other side of town.
Oh, the Mitchell Brothers. Right. Mm. Been there.
The Gold Club.
Yeah.
Which ones have you been in?
Me? Oh, I thought you were talking to Hooman. He was the last one to talk. I've been in the Gold Club.
Uh-huh.
I've been in Centerfolds.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in Mitchell Brothers.
You've been in a bunch of them.
But the one I always wanted to go into because it just seems so disgusting, so I'm afraid. But the Adam and Eve place. Have you been in there, Hooman?
No.
I don't know. They used to do like live acts in there.
So you want to go in?
I want to go in to go see it, and then I'll probably run out crying.
What do you
crying.
Mean by live acts?
It's probably illegal now or whatever,
donkeys,
but growing up, when we used to hang out, on Broadway Street, it was, live acts.
So like a sex show.
Yes, exactly.
A sex performance.
Like two chicks or two dudes or a dude and a chick.
Yeah.
Or three dudes and one chick.
They probably don't do that anymore. It's probably been a long time, but
yeah,
when I was a kid,
illegal.
I used
seems
to
like
walk by
When you
there.
Say kid.
Like in high school.
All right.
We used to hang out on Broadway Street. You know where those stairs are?
Yeah.
We used to just sit there on Saturdays and Friday and
kids
Saturday
need a place
night.
To hang
Me too.
Out.
That's exactly where I hung out.
Oh,
too,
man. Right. We used to hang out there all the time.
Funny.
Watch the people.
furtively go in and out of the clubs.
Well, yeah. I was there for the regular clubs. There's regular clubs there, uh-huh. too, but with yeah. bars uh-huh. and stuff. Yeah.
I wasn't old enough to drink yet, so I couldn't, like, actually do anything. So we just sat on the steps.
Waiting your turn. Don't worry, drinks. I'm coming someday.
The Penthouse Executive Club in New York City tried to get out of paying their taxes by saying their dancers were not strippers, they were therapists.
Oh. And how did that go for them?
What is provided is not entertainment, but rather a non-taxable service similar to a therapeutic massage conducted in a sensual manner.
Oh.
Or a personal service provided by a sex therapist.
Totally makes sense. Someone they shouldn't have to pay taxes.
Well, there's something about a lot of dancers are independent contractors. So there's some kind of rules there. But music and dance are considered therapeutic, says 707. Oh, someone says 510, Pink Poodle, repping the South Bay. Yeah, I've been there.
You've been to that one, too?
Adam and Eve Club definitely have live man-on-woman sex shows.
All right.
Maybe we should take a little trip there as a show for research.
You really want to go there.
Let me ask you a question.
I know I'm going to be horrified, but I just like have to go see and go,
Well, set that up. Museum down.
All right.
So,
no thanks. You guys have fun.
As we've had these types, we talk a lot around here. That's what we do.
Right.
So, you know,
it's our
job. Talked everything to death, basically, and mm-hmm. back again. But I thought... In our conversations, Yuzette has said that she's not attracted to women, that she's not into it.
Right.
And yet you find yourself you've been into all the strip clubs.
Yeah.
Why is that when you have you're not getting any therapy?
Well, it's not like I've gone with my guy friends. I use their money and help girls out. Here. take their money. Give him a lap dance.
Hose.
Yeah, come on.
Hose.
Trying to support the economy.
Vinny.
I'm asking. I don't know. You've said you're not into chicks, that you don't yeah. like it. That's not something that
I still appreciate women. All I appreciate right. women as they are.
You're
beautiful
just not attracted
or not.
To them.
Yeah, I just don't want to do anything with them.
All right.
She's not horny for chicks.
Yeah. What's that?
You in love with a stripper?
I think Bryn is. He's the one playing the song.
Bryn was ready to go as soon as you said with a field trip.
Look, I'm always down for remote broadcasts and stuff like that. And sounds exciting.
You like to get out.
Yeah,
I noticed you were out with your lady and Hooman and some other lady. I don't know who was your date last night?
Just one of my friends.
Where'd you guys go?
To a movie.
Which movie?
The Arthur, King Arthur movie.
Oh, how was it?
We'll tell you about it later.
Didn't sound good.
It's gotta be crap. The commercials look like crap. It's gotta be garbage.
You'll see.
Yeah, you'll hear too.
It's garbage.
I can already hear it in your voices.
Yuck.
They have three dates this week, these two.
Oh.
Tonight is Amy Schumer and tomorrow's Alien.
Oh. Now, does the friend that you brought last night get a second date tonight?
No, no.
Oh,
who's
no.
this friend?
Tonight I'm taking my other friend. Her name is Sarah.
Sarah Fronte?
Sarah?
No, Sarah Wasserman. Her name's Sarah.
Oh, I know her.
Yeah.
You do?
I've met her through Susan, I think. His ex-girlfriend.
Right. Well, he put the lady from last night was on his Instagram.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, look at that.
Different girl every night for Hooman.
I think I know who that lady from last night was.
Who was it?
Well, she's a return
customer.
She's been around.
Is it Hannah?
She has to see the movie. She has to see the movie. What am I going to say? No? I mean,
come on. Yeah.
Yeah. You're the boss.
Yeah.
Wasn't Stuffy, was it?
No.
Are you kidding?
I don't know.
Look on his... You're his best friend. You're practically his mom.
First of all, even if I did look on Instagram, I wouldn't see anything from anybody that I know because all the posts are not in order.
That is true.
Right.
By the way, it's Vaughn's birthday, everyone.
Happy
Go to the Alice973 Instagram. Wish him a happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
It's only
Vaughn.
11 comments. There should be like 40.
Yeah, if you watch The Looking Glass every day, radioalice.com/watch, that's the guy who runs it. He's a great... He's a I just love Vaughn, and you should say something nice to him for his birthday.
Yeah.
There's a listener whose birthday is today also. His name is Alex.
Oh, happy birthday,
happy
Alex.
Happy birthday to you.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 415 says, doesn't A-Rod give gift back baskets after he does a lady? No, that's Jeter.
I was going to say, it's either him or Jeter. I get those two mixed up.
Yeah. It's Jeter. Yeah. And you shouldn't mix those two up. I don't give two craps about New York teams, but Jeter's the captain and A-Rod was like the stain.
Yeah, I don't. I still mix them up, though.
Jeter's like five rings, and A-Rod was the guy who couldn't hit the ball when they needed him.
Wah.
831 says, my daughter didn't get her color for a while. Black babies do take a while to get their color.
Oh.
As evidenced on
Lauren Lake. Paternity.
Yeah, Lauren Lake.
Paternity court.
Yes.
Yesterday. 415 says, Sarah's volume is way down today. Sore throat? Need to adjust the balance?
I don't know. I don't have a sore throat. And did I not turn you down far enough? Usually I run everybody at zero and I run you at negative 10 dB.
Why are you calling me a dB?
Decibels.
All right. Ashton and Mila have two kids, Wyatt and Dimitri, says 408.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's coming up in the trash, Sarah.
Oh, is it
that
time? Cash Me Outside. How about that?
Oh, great.
You're going to love this story. And more after this. Sarah and Vinny.